It's not only in written pages, but he wrote it on our heart. Well, that's when Jesus comes back, and then we'll have a perfect. Well, when Jesus came back, and he's still living in us through the power of the Holy Ghost, we have that dimension. But I still believe that the Bible says when the parts are disappearing is when we come to a complete package. When all the body of Christ sees themselves as a body, Jesus says that he's coming back for a glorified church without spot or wrinkle. It's a perfect church where all the parts are working and functioning together so the individual parts disappear in the completed package that we're on the same team. Amen? So I believe that's coming to the body of Christ. We heard Pastor Randy last week as he shared, 1 week, one street, close to 30 ministries coming together to restore Saginaw, crime dropping, the body of Christ coming together. I'm telling you, there's something that's breaking. And Jesus says, once again, I shake heaven and earth. And everything that's not founded on Christ is going to shake. And religion is not founded on Christ. So it's going to shake. And that which is pure, which is Jesus and his body, is going to flow. So my question to us now what? You got saved, you got the Holy Ghost. You got the kingdom within. You got all things that pertain to life and godliness. I want to talk about something called the fruit. If you turn your Bibles this morning to Galatians, and I do welcome our Facebook viewers, listeners, to be a part, no distance in the spirit realm. You're welcome to be a part of us. We believe in one body, and we're just a part of that. But Galatians chapter 5, Paul is ministering to Christians. This is not to unbelievers. These were the Christians in Galatia. And he traveled to Philippi, and he traveled to Colossae, and ministered to Christians to try to set them up to begin to operate more effectively. Jesus changes not. His word changes not. But we are to change. We are to get our minds renewed. We are getting that old religious mentality out of our heads so we view the scriptures how Jesus intended. That we all get everything that's in here because of his goodness and because he's no partial to one another. He loves us all equal. So if we get the Holy Ghost, then we get the fruit that the Holy Ghost brings. Amen? And like I said before, when you get saved, you don't get a baby Holy Ghost. And pastor's got some big giant Holy Ghost. We get the same Holy Ghost, which brings the same fruit into our lives. The difference in why we say some people seem to be operating in more victory than others is because they've allowed themselves to get their minds renewed to understand, and we call it grow up and operate in the fruit of the Spirit. And I want to pick up in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 says this, again, Paul to the Christians in this particular city, I say then to you believers, paraphrasing, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Everybody look at me before we go any further. These are believers. If he's saying there's still a possibility we can be carnal and fleshly, that means he's laying it out, folks. Walk in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the attributes that you get freely. It's called grace. It came freely. Develop them so you do not have to fulfill the flesh. And he goes on and says this, the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and they're contrary to one another. In other words, there's a war going on in every believer. It's who's going to take charge, the Spirit man or the flesh man? When we surrendered our life to Christ, we got the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Ghost within, but we still have a role to learn and understand how to effectively flow in what comes freely. And he says this, if you are led by the Holy Ghost, you are not under the law. Emphasis here, church. The old covenant with all its laws and 600 and so commandments, and we understand the Ten Commandments, was almost an illustration of how nobody could live by all those. But when Jesus died on the cross and he ripped that partition that separated us from his grace and it was available to all, we got free from trying to work to get saved. We got free from trying to get good enough. God takes us where we're at and he wants to grow us up. And what I found is, and I tell all the time, Pastor Mike, I don't know why some people are more excited to grow up than others. But it can't discourage us. Because we understand we're all on the same team. If some are choosing not to grow up, I tell Pastor Mike this way. They're already saved. We'll see them in heaven. But I need some people down here that are going to help liberate some others. And I got to have those that will grow up. And they're going to grow up by having some challenging things in their life. Which doesn't mean it's going to be a piece of cake. Many are the afflictions of righteous men and women, but thank God as we trust him and we grow up, he delivers us out of them all. So he goes on and says, the works of the flesh are. Now if you've been here over a number of years, you know I try to share how the Holy Ghost shared this with me. Most of you that understand English language, and you can look at any translation you are, but when they're talking about the works, it's always in the plural verb are. Whenever you see in the English language or in the Greek that they use the plural, that means everything that's going to follow are going to be different entities and they're going to be complete in whatever they are. Because he's talking about more than just one. So for example, if this represented murder, it is murder in itself and nothing else. In this case, glue. This is a pair of what? Scissors. The scissors can't be part glue, right? They are scissors and scissors only. So we could say, Pastor, we've got this. So far it's plural because we got two things. Let me add another. We got a roll of masking tape. Masking tape cannot be scissors. Scissors and masking tape cannot be glue. We understand that. And then we have, scotch tape. Can scotch tape even be masking tape? No, they are separate entities to themselves. So when the Bible says this, it says, now the works of the flesh are, and he goes on and he lists about 15 different works of the flesh. Each one in itself is sustained in itself. Murder is murder. Lying is lying. Adultery is adultery. In other words, any one of those can be manifest in the flesh just in those areas. I don't want to focus on the flesh, though, because we're growing up to be led by the what? Spirit. By the Holy Ghost. So let's see what it says about the Spirit. And so we go on and pick it up. In verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is. Your translation is going to say is. Is a singular verb that means everything needs the rest that's going to be shared to be complete.
That's right.
So for example, this is an apple. This apple is an apple. If I take my very efficient wife's, what would you call this, honey?
Apple.
And if I put this down strategically and put some pressure on it, I'm going to end up with this. How many fruit of the Spirit are there?
Nine.
I'm going to end up with nine separate parts to this apple. If I remove one part, is this an apple in itself?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
No, it's a piece of apple. It is not the apple, it's a piece of apple. Is this an apple to itself?
No,
it's a piece of apple. To be complete, we have to have all the pieces. Even if I was to raise up the core, is that an apple in itself? No, it's a part. So what I'm saying is, if we can get the mentality here, the fruit of the Spirit comes as one complete package. So you can't take them apart. We've had faith movements. Well, I just got to have more faith. Faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. If faith and patience inherits a promise. So we build that particular dimension up of faith.
Well, that's good, Pastor.
But we haven't emphasized the other fruit that we need for them to effectively operate. If you don't understand, 1 Corinthians 13 says you can have the faith to move a mountain. But if you don't have love, which is another fruit, you're just noise. In the body of Christ, one of the negatives of the faith movement is we became just noise. Beating people up. Just get more faith. Just operate. Understand. Faith is grabbing a hold of things you can't see. We understand that. But where we have fallen, we haven't grown up because all the parts of the Spirit come together to make it a whole. It's not by accident that's how it's recorded in the Scriptures. Because the Lord wants us to grow up, and He doesn't want us to be a part of the package. He wants us to be the whole package. And we can have churches that have been raised up in love. We came through the faith movement. That's why we're called Shield of Faith, not because we're located in Shields. Because of grounding and the founding. You know, it was all great. But if we just stop there on focusing, my wife and I still run into people from the past. Oh, and they're dealing with some kind of sickness or there's some kind of breakthrough they need. If I just had more faith, and we try to free them. You're struggling. You're striving. You need to rest in the Lord. You need to realize He loves you no more or less just because you don't think you've arrived to this level of faith. We need to maybe develop the fruit of long-suffering or patience. That's very key too. Which leads me to what I want to share with you this morning. Kindness is one of the fruit. If you were to count and go through that in the first, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness. Now, the reason why I want to pull kindness out is because all of these need to be pulled out and developed in your life. But I believe that we're in a society now that the breakdown has come in enormously in being kind. Kindness is not an automatic trait. We get the seeds, the part of the fruit in the kindness, but we still have say whether we operate in it or not. And the more we operate in it, the more it develops in our life and we grow up in kindness. Tell somebody beside you, I'm working on being kind. So just like if only faith is developed and we don't have the other parts of it, we're just noise, it's the same thing as if we kind of pick and choose which ones we want to develop. Well, Pastor, I don't want to. I'm short in patience, so I don't want long suffering. Well, you know, I love, so if I can't have kindness, I'm still a lover. I'm saying you're not balanced. You got to have the whole package. The fruit of the Spirit is. They all come together. We've got to learn to operate in all of them. It's like I was telling the inmates last night, and I tell you again. If you didn't live where you live, you should be missed. Not because you're the greatest Bible scholar, but because you've influenced your neighborhood, because you smile, you're happy, you encourage, and you're generous and kind. This is the definition of kindness out of our Christian brother Webster. It's a quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. In other words, this is what we got in that dimension of the fruit. But now we've got to develop it so that we become more friendly, we become more generous, and we become more considerate. And it starts in our family, which is the family of God. And those in agreement said,
amen.
Amen. So we work on the fruit of the Spirit to get better so that we're known for having smiles. You know, if you've been around me much, I get this when I go to the pastor meetings. You're always happy. You're always in a good mood. It's because I am choosing to be kind wherever I can. I'm Every time I'm looking to have eye contact with whoever and try to encourage them. Not so they think I'm some great encourager, but because it helps make their day. And that hasn't disappeared, except if we haven't implemented it. See, it's not about getting saved and getting all this and just being about yourself. And that's the case, not in you all, but that's in case a lot of Christians. I'm saying, hey, I don't need anybody. I'm just going to isolate myself. I got the Bible. You know, that's all I need. That's not all you need. It says you're not complete. You're not going to be perfect by yourself. I don't care if you know I don't care if you can memorize the whole Bible. If you try to Lone Ranger it by yourself, you will not be successful. Because the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. It doesn't say you all have the whole mind. It says you need the eye needs the ear. The ear needs the foot. If you're the ear and you want everybody to be an ear, where's the seeing? Where's the speaking? I was crude with the guys. I says, is there a difference between the mouth and the butthole? Forgive me, those that are viewing. And they all laughed and they'd say, well, of course, you know the mouth. No, it isn't. You ever get constipated very long and that's not functioning? I'm telling you what, I don't care what the mouth is saying, you're going to get miserable. And you're not going to function after a while. I'm sorry.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And when we got food poisoning a few weeks ago and my back was burning a day or two later, that's my kidneys operating, taking the poisons out of my system. And I was grateful for this not important, I didn't think, function called kidneys until I needed them. And thank God they got the poison out. So we need each other and we need to understand. Because I've heard, oh, no one's like me. I'm just like, my wife's over there in shock. But it's all right. You can be shocked a little bit. I used butt. We all got one anatomy here. And we all got that part, okay? So we look at this. We look at kindness. And we think, folks, do you think we can get better in that area?
Oh, yes.
Kindness is a choice. You're just not automatically going to be kind. You have to learn to be kind. The principle's there because you got it at salvation. Amen. That part, we'll say this one's the part of kindness. Kindness has to be part of the apple or the whole fruit, but it's a very important part to develop. Amen? So we look at that. It's like, I don't want to just be a good preacher. I don't want to just be a good pastor. I want to be a good person. I want to be known when my time is done. That was a good person. That was somebody that made me feel better when I was around that person.
Yes,
not someone that says, oh, wasn't he full of, look at how much he knows the Bible. And oh my gosh, is he ever a great preacher? No, I want to be made known that was a good person. In my neighborhood, I want to be known as the best neighbor you can possibly have. I want my neighbors to not know me for going trying to drive the Bible down their throat, but for me being there to be generous to them, helpful to them, and encouraging to them. And in doing so, it triggers all these cool things in our body. Do you know that in our bodies naturally, serotonin is manufactured by you being kind? Do you know when you're kind, generous, considerate, friendly, it releases this serotonin in your system that has the feeling of happy, glad, cheery? Do you know that a lot of Christians suffer and struggle with depression? And I'm not against medicines, and they give you medicines. It's called antidepressants. And when you take an antidepressant, it chemically goes after releasing the same serotonin in your system so you can be happy. If God has given us a way by the fruit of the Spirit to release it naturally, and that's to be friendly and considerate and generous, I would rather have it His way than a chemically induced way. And then as I researched it and studied it, they said people witnessing kind acts that others are doing also releases serotonin in their system. So when you're doing kind acts for others, You don't know who's all watching, but as they see that, if you don't believe me, if you've ever watched the highlight news and they'll say, oh, look at this, and they'll show somebody doing a kind thing. It's amazing. They don't have too many of those they can do these days. And everybody's going, oh, well, what's happening? You're going, oh, look at that. It's releasing serotonin that's making you happy. It's making you feel good because God made us that way. He wants us to feel good. He wants us to be encouraged.
Amen.
So we just got to develop kindness in our hearts and in our lives and cause that to happen and immediately. Most critical question. How do people feel when they've been with you? Are they encouraged? Are they happy? Or are they thinking more highly of you? Or are they thinking, wow, aren't you the special character? See, our principle is not to make people feel better about us. It's to make them feel better about themselves.
Yes, sir.
Get them to forgive themselves. Get them to realize you're in a hole. Stop digging. Get them to realize there are principles that God gave to you just like what I've got. And when we learn that, we begin to implement them, things change. I'm not going to stop being kind. It's not like you arrive. It's a principle. I want that serotonin in my life all the time. We went down and celebrated last weekend, my 50th class reunion. And they asked me to pray, and I always look for something humorous, and I was sharing with the prayer warriors in the back. So I said, hey, as I'm looking at all my classmates, and they remember how I used to be 50 years ago, and I said, first of all, I just want you to know, and if any of you are watching, you'll know we did this. And I says, I want to say I'm sorry for every time I bullied you, I said something mean, I picked on you. The whole place started to laugh. Well, they're laughing, but I'm thinking, I'm serious, man. I was kind of like, not kind, I was a jerk at times back then. And I'm sorry for that. And then I said, now I'm going to stretch you. And I thought to myself, this ought to be interesting. I said, would you all rise at your tables? And there was 80-some classmates there. Would you mind grabbing a hold of the hands beside you before we bless the meal? Because I believe the Lord wants you all to be blessed. And my wife says it was so funny watching some of my guys I used to hang with that didn't have their wives there. Laughing, but holding hands of guys, you know, in my era, you didn't hang on to guys' hands when you. And it was just like set the stage for the Lord to show up and for all my classmates to feel better about themselves and to know that, wow, it is cool that we're still alive. It is cool that we still have friends from 50 years ago. I'm telling you, your time is not done. Look for opportunities to be kind, be generous, be considerate. And if you, like me, have a bad reputation because you weren't serving the Lord, thank God for praying parents that didn't give up on me. I can't still believe why PK, she's a junior, I'm a senior, she only dated all the stars and the straight shooters, and I was getting kicked out of everything my senior year. I'm surprised she was even open to. How I asked her out, I'm on a motorcycle even back then, and I'm bumping the back of her little Rambler. She thought I was being mean. And I said, hey, what you doing, you know? And the rest is history. Next year, we'll celebrate 50 years of a wedding anniversary. And it's never a dull moment. So we keep it as lighthearted, but we're still working on it. In fact, when I was sharing what I was going for, I said, well, we still got a lot we can work on. Yes, we do. We've got to get and implement kindness even more so to one another. Because believe it or not, the ones you love the most many times are the ones you take advantage of.
Yep.
You take for granted. Well, it's like people still laugh as I open my wife's door as we get in. It's still, my mother taught me that way. It makes people smile when they see this done. New age, oh no, I'm equal. I don't need anybody opening my door. What is it? Chivalry is not dead. It's okay. I used to teach this in public school, and the kids would all laugh, but they loved it. I said, you guys walk your moms on the outside of the curb. That was set up so the mud wouldn't splash and get them wet. I says, your homework, go home, tell mom we're going somewhere, open her door. She'll probably fall out. And then when you go someplace, Walk on the outside of the curve. In our first few years of marriage, it was so funny watching my wife because she didn't know that, and I'd always have to keep shifting. I said, honey, help me out, girl. You know, I got to be on the outside. I've been conditioned. It's a good thing. She'd smile, and we've gotten better. Yeah, there's still every now and then, help me out. It's okay. It's okay. We're as in love as we've always been because we work at it, and we look at being kind and growing up. What happens so many times when people get saved, they think, I've arrived. I'm going to heaven. Yes, you're going to heaven, but that doesn't make your life on earth that great. You've got to get your minds renewed and learn how to implement and get better in the fruit. Everybody say fruit.
Yes.
Fruit of the Spirit. Amen? So, what does the impact of being kind? You know it's being friendly, considerate. This is the impact. It creates opportunities for meaningful conversations with other people. It restores energy levels within people. You want more energy? Look for more opportunities to be kind. Now, I'm saying kind to others, not kind to yourself. Hopefully, it'll include yourself because you'll get the serotonin that'll make you happy and enjoying life. And you'll be able to smile more. And you'll be able to share good words with people more. And it encourages and it uplifts the spirit. Why would it encourage and uplift our spirit? Because all of the fruit comes from the Spirit, and it makes us, as it grows up, stronger, better equipped, more effective on reaching others.
Amen.
So the challenge to you that are viewing, the challenge to us that are here, do you think you've arrived in kindness? Let me give you some opportunities I wrote down as they came to me. Increase saying thank you, please, and no thank you more.
Good.
Allow others. Like my wife. You got something there, honey? Allow others to enter buildings. Or if you come to a stop, four-way stop. Let others go before you. Oh, I'm in a hurry. I don't want to be late. Then start earlier. But I'm telling you what, every time I've got there before somebody in another corner and I say like this, it's like I get a big smile. It's like they're saying thank you. I mean, now I'm looking, it's releasing serotonin. Wow, just made their day maybe. And you know that works that way because you can run into the hard people at work, and you can smile at them and say, bless your day or have a good day, and it makes not only them feel better, you get that serotonin released in you, and you feel better. And then if you're witnessing it, wow, it's going to work again. It's a good thing.
That's good, Pastor.
Open doors for others. And if you are a youngster in here and you're a guy, Anthony, Dennis, some of you guys, Mike, you guys that are single, begin to look for opportunities to open doors for others, especially for ladies and especially for seniors. Amen?
Yeah.
And if you don't have a mother, then look for opportunities to open and let other people go before you. Here's a good one. Talk less. Listen more. We're still working on that one. Offer assistance to others. Purposely, it's amazing I put down purposely, but I'm thinking purposely smile at others. We got this practice, and when some of you have gone out with lunch, you see whether it's the waiter, the waitress. We're smiling and we're finding something we can say. We've been using lately because they've had some beautiful smile. Oh, I love your beautiful smile. It's just, thank you. You don't know how that just blesses somebody that's been working possibly a 4 or 5 hour shift and all they've had is complainers. My food's not what I ordered. It's not hot. It's cold. You took too long. And just say, thank you for serving us today. Thank you for being a blessing. And you'll find it will not only bless them, but you get happy because it does something internally to us. Offer words of encouragement wherever you can. I like what Philippians 4 say. Look for the good. Everybody has some qualities of good. Look for something in that and highlight that when you address that person. Bless others who lack the ability to reward you back. Look for opportunities to be a blessing, especially to those that can't pay you back. You know, we have a ministry here called Benevolence, and we're always looking to be a blessing because there are families, right? But normally when we implement that, it's with the idea there's probably not a good going to get it back. But the point is, thank God that we have an opportunity to be a blessing to others. Amen? And that's because of your generosity. Let people complete their thoughts by looking into their eyes, even if you think they are wrong. One thing we have in our cell group, all of us guys all probably think all of us are right all the time. But we realize the only way we're going to grow is to give people an opportunity to share where they're coming from, even if we don't think what they're sharing is right. It is a learned trait to keep your mouth shut and respect others by letting them share where they're at. Even, it's easy if we agree, but even if we don't totally agree with them, because it does something for us long term. I know we want to correct everybody, but the point is this. We already know we're operating only with parts, because until we get all the parts together, we're not perfect. I have not stopped growing up, and neither have you. I have not stopped learning, and neither have you. That's why we need each other. That's why short to criticize, quick to encourage. Because it'll keep you happy. And it'll keep you enjoying life. It's easy. It's been interesting. You know, we got building projects going on. And sometimes you can get frustrated because contractors don't stay on task or they do something a little bit different. And we just have to look at each other and say, it's all right. Thank God. We're going to have a coffee welcoming thing. So this isn't exactly perfect. It's okay. If anybody's ever seen my handiwork, you know that you're nice to me. Chap's always trying to put new things on my resume if he teaches me something. But the point is encouragement. Encouragement to one and all. And the last thing I thought of, which I thought would be an easy one, be kind to all people. Make it a lifestyle. This is what's already in us. We just need some practical ideas on how we can be kind or kinder to some that maybe we have not been so kind to. Now let me ask you this. When somebody's loving and they always say good things to you, is it hard for you to be kind to them?
No.
So that's not really a growing up principle. But if somebody gets on your nerves and they get on your patience part and they're always kind of getting the fur or the hair on the back of your neck to stand up, train yourself to be kind to them. Look for a way to be a blessing. You say, well, I just soon ignore it. You're missing out on releasing some good stuff into your system. And you know what? God changes people.
Yes, he does.
And he can release some good stuff into others. And the next time they see you, they may more apt to enjoy being around you because they know you're full of encouragement. Amen?
Amen.
Now, so where are we going from here? We're going to implement and look for opportunities. And this is your homework. This is a teacher giving you homework. Look today. Because it won't take you long, probably before you leave, for areas that you can increase kindness in your lives and the lives of others. Amen?
Amen.
And watch what it's going to do. Watch the increased doors of opportunity that's going to open to us. Amen? Now, one thing we hear when people come and visit here, they always say one thing you can't hide. We're swarmed by people loving on us. Excellent. But I want that same concept when you're in your neighborhood, when you're on the job, that same concept that you're still full of kindness and love, person that comes to your door. They may be selling something, might even be Jehovah Witness. And it's amazing how many Christians pride themselves on being mean to these people that are caught up in this tradition. Well, I don't want to. I'm telling you what, greater is the force in you than any force that the enemy would try to use. Look to be kind and look to release a blessing. Well, you know, I want them to drive. No, you don't. They're a creation. Nobody chose your parents. You were born to parents, and if you had good parents, God bless you. But a lot of people that I talk with didn't have good parenting skills, so they've got to relearn that. And we need to be the ones to encourage them how to be better fathers, how to be better mothers. Senior mothers are supposed to teach the younger generation how to love their husbands. I mean, there's some quality things that need to be implemented. And if they don't have those, that's why you got church. Because church is an extension of our families at home that makes us stronger. And we grow up and we're encouragement to one another. Amen. So don't just be kind and nice and loving to our visitors. Do that. Amen. But look for opportunities as you leave today to be kind and generous. Amen. Let's stand to our feet, mighty warriors of God, as we get ready to impart upon our mission of allowing that fruit part called kindness to be released. Father God, we are so grateful that each and every life that you orchestrated their footsteps are here to receive, to take, and to make others feel blessed. Father, I thank you for an increased release of serotonin in my brothers and sisters as they look for opportunities to be generous, kind, and friendly to others, Lord. And Father, we thank you. That's not by accident. And you know what you're speaking to hearts. And I challenge if there's any listening today on Facebook that have not made Jesus Christ your Lord, I encourage you to ask Jesus to become your Lord and your Savior. And immediately, you get that same fruit of the Holy Ghost that will come to make its heart in you, to help you be encouraged to grow up. And then find a local church that you'll have brothers and sisters that will tell you the truth and encourage you so that you can continuously grow up in Christ. And Father, we thank you for the seeds that are planted today. And I release this mighty army to make their neighborhoods turn upside down for you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Greet one another. If you need special prayer, the altars are open.